Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
T-Mills Best Bets coming up in just a bit. All right, I ain't talked to this cat on the phone in a minute. Larry in Stafford, go ahead, man. What you think about this C.J. Gardner-Johnson stuff?
So, you know, man, I don't ask for a lot in life, man, but I just ask that my football team don't be a circus, right? So I spent a lot of time this summer getting up at 2:30 in the morning, sleeping in my truck to go get in line over there to get a good spot to watch practice during training camp. Bought all the new merch, got that old silly Texas Tech-looking red shirt that with that T on it, thinking that they going to do some fire stuff with that. Then I'm thinking, I'm watching my boys play, man, and I'm hearing all the reports about how CJ is struggling and the offense is struggling, but I'm like, nah, dog, this is going to be the year that we going to make this thing work, and they got all the parts. And we 3 games into the season and all hell and broke loose. Let me say this, man. On the C.J. Gardner thing, I don't know what happened, but I can tell you, if they moved him like that, it had to be really bad, man, because if you don't set up a trade to try to get something for a dude that's an asset, that means they wanted your ass out of that ASAP. They didn't even let you load your stuff up in a U-Haul. They just put your stuff out on the front of NRG and told you to get on. And I don't know. Yeah, it was close, though. I know it was. I caught it, though. But I'm going to tell you what I do know. Y'all ain't going to distract me, Houston, Texas. Y'all ain't going to distract me. I see that old putrid-ass offense. I still see Nick Cayley over there. And C.J. Stroud over there not being able to score, throw more than 250 yards. This is a problem, fellas. And I thought we was going to the Super Bowl. And every year that everybody buys in and get back behind this squad, they break us back down, man. It's a pain in my neck, and I'm getting sick and tired of it. And you know what, Clint? I'm going to take me a little treat. I ain't going to the Titans game this week, and I'll howl.
All right, that's Larry in Stafford. He'll be there. It's Tuesday. He'll work
himself back. You're going to take him a break, man. He's going to get a little rest on Sunday.
He'll work himself back up. He knows his team needs him.
I think he's serious this time.
Okay. It's all right. It's Tuesday. He'll get there. There is the thing that he said off the top, and I think Tyler said it earlier today when we were in prep, and that is the damn man. They have a real circus feel. This feels like a circus brewing thing. It feels like it's starting not to just be about ball. You got people like Mike Florio talking about what's going on. Something vibe smells weird. Something feels weird. Damn it, we've been through that. Trust. We remember it. We came in every day for work for several years of just more circus than ball. And it feels like they're there. And D'Amico and Nick and CJ, they got to get a hold of this. But this today does not add to it as well. And this is more drama, right? They've added more drama to it because you know what's going to happen? Unless they are sitting here today, especially Clint and Tyler, the way they've described CJ Gardner-Johnson today, if they're expecting him to take the high road to maybe slow down this train of drama, then they're crazy. Clearly he's not. They have shoved him into a corner and said, fight, come out. And he is going to. I'm ready for the CJ Gardner-Johnson rebuttal. And he's going to drag a whole bunch of stuff out there. And they're just adding more to the fire. more to the fire. It's just, damn it. I thought we got rid of this with Jim.
Y'all want to hear and want a reminder of what one Charles Omenihu had to say after he departed the Houston Texans a while back? Here it was.
A lot more structure. The leadership between the coach and the GM, it doesn't seem like it's a power struggle. It's very like they're on the same page. They have an understanding of what they want. They make it very clear of what they want from GM to head coach, from head coach to the position coaches. And it's not a circus show here.
But it was feeling that way.
Woo!
It had been feeling that way.
By the
with
way,
Domingo.
He was referring to where he went versus where he's at.
Yes, I set that up for him.
But it been that way here. Like, you felt like there was a synergy between Nick Caserio and D'Amico and everybody until whatever happened at the end of last year with Bobby Slowick and that whole mess. Since then, it's been brewing and brewing and brewing, and now it's a circus. And in the midst of it, Clint's watching film, and in the middle of the circus, even more than that, you're seeing, and it looks like CJ's regressing.
Yeah, look, I think it's only natural to see him regress, but it's, you know, given what he's had to deal with, but it's even more so to me necessary to talk about it now, given kind of how this team approached training camp and just let the defense. Just create as much chaos as you could around the quarterback. Like, he needed any help dealing with chaos after last year. And so I just think watching the film, man, I mean, there's two different occasions where C.J. Stroud just takes a quick slide step one direction or the other. There's one time where if he pushes back up into the pocket hard, like all quarterbacks do, he's got some room to work. You know, you avoid the pressures. More importantly, you keep yourself in position to make big throws and make plays for your team. It's just never been more obvious to me. Making the poor decision on the interception. I mean, the corner did play that well, but you can't throw that ball flat and try to fit it in there. You got to throw that ball over the top. And so, C.J. Stroud, whether you're talking about decision making or you're talking about the pocket movement, poise in the pocket, or you're talking about, you know, having an early eject button versus hanging in there. There's just some serious things that you can see wrong with C.J. Stroud's game. And by the way, I'm not knocking him. I understand. It's understandable as you know, as much as he's gotten hit the last year and a half and as rough as training camp was, everything has been set up for this guy to regress. You know what I mean? I mean, it's nothing has been set up to, hey, C.J., while we're installing this offense, we're going to give you good, clean looks every day, man. We want you to see that pocket develop. We want you to push up in that pocket. We want you to see the ball leave your hands and that receiver catch it, have success. We want to give you a good, clear picture so you can read the secondary and see your concepts unfold. And, man, we want to get you good and confident. And that's our number one goal. We want to get you good and confident, good and comfortable. And let you install this offense and go get as far along as you can installing this offense. Instead of doing that, we went out there and created as much chaos as we could on a daily basis around the quarterback. And he, on a daily basis, was throwing picks, on a daily basis, making poor decisions, on a daily basis, throwing off his back foot. And now you see kind of what the result of that. And I think it's very real. We've had some general conversations about it, Ron. I think it's very real that C.J. Stroud is, you said skittish earlier. I think that's the best way to put it. Whether you're you come to the line of scrimmage and you're making hasty decisions because your internal clock's turned up so much because you've been living in so much chaos, or you know, you're throwing the ball, you're getting the ball out early when you don't need to, you're throwing it flat into defenders' hands when you don't need to. There's no question about it. C.J.'s regressed.
Is it concerning enough where you're like, man, these habits are starting to develop so much and we're seeing like it? This is a real uphill climb for it to get fixable, right? Like,
oh, yeah. No, look, all of this stuff is an uphill battle to get fixed. I mean, there's no question about that. And I just don't know how you help C.J. Stroud in the middle of the season with these issues. Now, like I said, if I were working with C.J. Stroud, whether I was his strength coach or his quarterback coach, every single day, including your off day, we would spend 30 minutes working on pushing back up in the pocket, your slide steps, you know, working just your basic movements in the pocket to get you. I got to reiterate that to you as much as I can. Now, when the game comes, I mean, you got to navigate chaos using your quarterback feet, using your quarterback, toolbox. And right now he's navigating pressure by just belling. Right, he's seeing pressure when no pressure is there and throwing the ball early. He's having trouble processing. All right, we don't have a gap blitzers, and I should be really good and comfortable. And let me now stand in here and take an extra beat. You know, he's having a hard time processing all of that and consistent. I mean, he threw a flat route to Dalton Schultz into a rolled corner in cover two. Like, I mean, that's football 101. You never do that. And he did it like he was getting blitzed. And he wasn't. And so it's just like he's having a...
Skittish, yeah.
Yeah, skittish is the right word. I mean, whether you're talking about his mechanics or his thought process, right now it's all sped up and it's all rough.
Yeah, sped up too. That's a good one, yeah. And listen, you understand with the pressure that he has dealt with the last year and a half, you could see it. And Clint, and I said this yesterday, and I think this is from the guy who is considered the best in the game. I think Patrick Mahomes is dealing with the same thing. I think, Clint, if you went and watched Patrick Mahomes' film, you would see a lot of the same things. Pat just has an eject button that maybe CJ doesn't have, and he's kind of more used to it, and it isn't, you know, he's able to get himself out of it at times. But it's not unusual. I think the best quarterback in the game is dealing with it right now, and that's a similar thing. By the way, head to Tyler's Twitter page, T-Mill, at T-Mill, real deal. He's got his bets up, T-Mill's best bets. He's trying to get back, fellas and ladies. He's trying to get back. Maybe make some money. Go check out his bets right there. Shout out to Mike Florio. We appreciate him. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron, the show. As always, Houston, we love you, baby.
Then I look at you. And the world's all right with me.
All right, so
I have been asked if Carson Jeffrey is patterned after my partner Chris Sims, and I haven't thought about that, but you know, the subconscious has a mind of its own, because this guy is kind of tall, he's got a giant head like a truck battery, and he's kind of a dumbass, so it could be Chris Sims.
damn, Mike.
That is great.
What a dismount.
The Texans are the complete and total crap storm this year.
Be lollygagging.
Tyler, I love you too, man. You're so H-Town.